ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैवं नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया। भगवती उत्तमा श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टिकी। बिफोर रिसाइटिंग द श्रीमद् भागवतम वन शुड ऑफर रिस्पेक्टफुल ओबिशियंसेस अंटू द पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉडेड नारायण, अंटू नर नारायण ऋषि द सुपर मोस्ट ह्यूमन बीइंग, अंटू मदर सरस्वती द गॉडेस ऑफ लर्निंग, एंड अंटू श्रील व्यासदेव द ऑथर। बाय रेग्युलर अटेंडेंस इन द क्लासेस ऑन द भागवतम and by rendering service unto the pure devotee, all that is troublesome to the heart is almost completely destroyed. And the loving service unto the personality of Godhead, who is praised with the transcendental songs, is established as an irrevocable fact. Hare Krishna. So this morning, we are going to read from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 8, Chapter number 9, entitled The Lord Incarnates as Mohini Murti, and we are going to read do text number 28. Evam sura asura ganah sama desha kala हेतु अर्थ कर्म मत्तयः अपि फले विकल्पः तत्र अमृतं सुरगणः फलमा अञ्जसा आपुः यत् पादपंकज राजः श्रायनाथ न दैत्यः। एवं सुरासुरगणा समदेशकाल एवं सुरासुरगणाः समदेशकाल हेत्वर्थकर्ममतयोऽपि फले विकल्पः हेतत्त्वकर्ममतयोऽपि फले विकल्पः हेतर्थकर्ममतयोऽपि फले विकल्पः तत्रामृतं सुरगणा फलमाञ्जसु पुर तत्रामृतं सुरगणा फलमाञ्जसु पुर यत्पादपङ्कजरजः श्रणयान्न दैत्या यत्पादपङ्कजरजः श्रणयान्न दैत्या यत्पादपङ्कजरजः श्रणयान्न दैत्या एवं सुरा सुरगणा समदेश काला। तत्र स्मृतं सुरगणा फलमञ्जसा पूर्यत्पादपङ्कजरजश्रणयाणन दैत्या एवं सुरासुरगणा समदेश काल। हेत्वर्थकर्म मतयोपि फले विकल्पः तत्रामृतं सुरगणा फलमञ्जसा पूर् यत्पादपङ्कजरजः श्रणयान् दैत्यः एवं सुरासुरगणा समदेश काल। एत्वर्थकर्म मतयोपि फले विकल्पा तत्रामृतं सुरगणा फलमञ्जसा पूर् एवं सुरासुरगणा समदेश काल। माताजी एवं दस सुर द डेमिगॉड्स असुर गणः एंड द डेमन्स सम इक्वल देश प्लेश काल टाइम हेतु कॉज अर्थ ऑब्जेक्टिव कर्म एक्टिविटीज मतयः एम्बिशन अपि ऑल्दो वन फले इन द रिजल्ट विकल्पः नॉट इक्वल तत्र thereupon, Amritam, nectar, Suraganaha, the demigods, Phalam, the result, Anjasa, easily, totally or directly, Apuhu, achieved, Yat, because of, Pada Pankaja, of the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Rajaha, of the saffron dust. Srayanat, because of receiving benedictions or taking shelter. Na, not. Daityaha, the demons. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami. Srila Prabhupada ki. The place, the time, the cause, the purpose, the activity and the ambition were all the same for both the demigods and the demons. But the demigods achieved one result and the demons another. Because the demigods are always under the shelter of the dust of the lotus feet, they could very easily drink the nectar and get its result. The demons, however, not having sought shelter at the lotus feet of the Lord, were unable to achieve the result they desired. Purport. In Bhagavad Gita, it is said, Ye yatha mam prapadyante tams tathaiva bhajami aham. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is the Supreme Judge who rewards or punishes different persons according to their surrender unto His lotus feet. Therefore, it can actually be seen that although karmis and bhaktas may work in the same place, at the same time, with the same energy, and with the same ambition, they achieve different results. The karmis transmigrate through different bodies in the cycle of birth and death, sometimes going upward and sometimes downward, thus suffering the results of their action in karma chakra, the cycle of birth and death. The devotees, however, because of fully surrendering at the lotus feet of the Lord, are never baffled in their attempts. Although externally they work almost like the karmis, the devotees go back home, back to Godhead, and achieve success in every effort. The demons are atheists, have faith in their own endeavors. But although they work very hard day and night, they cannot get any more than their destiny. The devotees, however, can surpass the reactions of karma and achieve wonderful results even without effort. It is also said, Phalena Parishyatyate. One's success or defeat in any activity is understood by its result. There are many karmis in the dress of devotees, but the Supreme Personality of Godhead can detect their purpose. The karmis want to use the property of the Lord for their selfish sense gratification. But a devotee endeavors to use the Lord's property for God's service. Therefore, a devotee is always distinct from the karmis, although the karmis may dress like a devotee. As confirmed in Bhagavad Gita, Yagnartha karmano nyartha lokayam karma bandhanaha. One who works for the Lord is free from this material world, and after giving up his body, he goes back home, back to Godhead. A karmi, however, although externally working like a devotee, is entangled in his non-devotional activities, and thus he suffers the tribulation of material existence. Thus, from the results achieved by the karmis and devotees, one can understand the presence of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. who acts differently for the karmis and gnanis than for the devotees. The author of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita therefore says, very famous verse, Krishna Bhakta Niskama Ateva Santa Bhukti Mukti Siddhi Kami Sagali Ashanta. The karmis who desire sense gratification, the jnanis who aspire for the liberation of merging into the existence of the Supreme, and the yogis who seek material success in mystic powers are all restless, and ultimately they are baffled. But the devotee who does not expect any personal benefit and whose only ambition is to spread the glories of Supreme Personality of Godhead is blessed with all the auspicious results of Bhakti Yoga without hard labor. Om Ajnanam Timirandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshurun Militam Jena Tashmai Shri Gurave Nama Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yutapada Kamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavam Shcha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathan Vitam Tam Sajivam Savadetam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakan Vitam Shcha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesh Gopika Kanta Nada Kanta Namostute Sapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priya Vanchakalpatarubhyasya Kripa Sindhu Bhayavacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Nama Eva Kevalam Kalo Nastyeva 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 Gatiranyatha Evam Sura Sura Gana Samadesha Kala Hetvartha Karma Matayopi Phale Vikalpa Tatram Rutam Suragana Phalamajusapur Yatpada Pankajarajaya Shranayana Daitya. The place, the time, the cause, the purpose, the activity and the ambition were all same for both the demigods and demons. But the demigods achieved one result and the demons another. Because the demigods are always under the shelter of the dust of the lotus, Lord's lotus feet. They could very easily drink the nectar and get this result. The demons, however, not having sought shelter at the lotus feet of the Lord, were unable to achieve the result they desire. Hare Krishna. So in this particular Mohini Murti incarnation of the Lord, it's a very instructive for all of us, particularly devotees. And I will tell you why. There are four incarnations happened in the ocean of churning the ocean, Samudra Manthan. One is the Ajita, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Second is Kachyapa. Shishi Gaur Nitaya ki jai. Shishi Radha Ras Bihari Lalita Vishakha Devi ki jai. Sitaram Lakshman Bhakta Hanuman ki jai. Shri Prabhupada ki jai. Gaur Premanande. So then the second one was Kashyapa, third is Dhanvantari and the fourth is Mohini Murti. So this Mohini Murti is a bewildering, trying to bewilder the demons. Is this
Maya is like also a bewildering. Maya has that potency to bewilder us. Bewilder from what? It has a cheating propensity also. The meaning of cheating means what? Cheating means something belongs to you. If you look at the dictionary, something belongs to you, but you've been deprived of. In other words, your intrigue, our constitutional position, our intrinsic quality of a jiva, a soul, is to serve Krishna. That is our property. But Maya, in the garb of Mohini Murti, Maya trying to cheat us, she is depriving us to worship Krishna, to offer this devotional service. So she is depriving us from Krishna's service. So here is Maya Mohini Murti. So there are several points in this one. First of all, Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, he left off in Bhagavad Gita, Sarva Dharman Parityajya Mame Ekam Sharanam Raja. Right? Aham Tam Sarva Pabhepyo Mokshai Shami Masucha. Sarva Dharman Mame Ekam, what is that? Sharanam Raja. So he left off there, and here Prabhupada in his purport mentions that the devotees who take the surrender to Lord Krishna, Krishna left off that, Sharanam. But he didn't teach us how to surrender. He didn't tell us further. Am I right? He just said that. He gave that point. Mame Ekam Sharanam. But then Krishna understood that, hey, I gave that instruction, but I didn't teach people in this material world how to surrender. What are the processes of surrender? Like Prabhupada very nicely says that we need to take the shelter of surrender. That shelter, process of that shelter is being taught by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who came in as a chana avatar, in the form of a devotee, and teach us how to surrender. And there are six processes. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur wrote a very nice bhajan on that. Anybody remember that? Yeah. Sri Krishna, Prabhu says that Sri Krishna Chaitanya Jive Doya Kori Swaparshada Sriya Dhamma Saha Avatari Atyanta Durlabha Prema Kori Bare Dana. Very rare Prema, this Prema. Even Brahmara Durlabha Prema Sabakare Jache. Even it's very rare to Brahma. But he came and he gave us freely. Dana. Dan hum dete hain, huh? To uske liye kuch expect karte hain, no? Just freely. Okay, here is my donation. So, he has, and then six processes of surrender, Sri Krishna Chaitanya came and taught us. And what are those six processes? Very good. Dainya Atma Nivedana Goptatve Varana Avashya Rakshibe Krishna Vishwashapalana Bhakti Anukula Matra Karaye Svikara Bhakti Pratikula Matra Vrajana Angikara. So what is that meaning? Meaning means six processes of surrender in this particular very nice bhajan Bhaktivinoda Thakur wrote. That we need to we need to be humility. We need to develop that humility. That's a part of the six processes of surrender. Humility means what? That I am the lower than the straw in the grass on the street. That kind of humility. We cannot approach your guru with a very pride. Sarva, what is that? What is that verse? Sarva pratipatena pariprasna ne sevaya. Tad vidhi pranipatena pariprasna ne sevaya. So, with that attitude, we need to humbly create this humility and approach your guru. We cannot say that, oh, I am very proud, I am this, I am that. No. I am your das. I am your servant. Please give me the explanation. So Guru will impart that knowledge to you when we have that surrender attitude, humility. The second is, Krishna is my soul maintainer. Krishna is my soul maintainer. That without Krishna, I cannot survive, I cannot be. And He is maintaining all of us anyway. Right? Prabhus and Matajis, is He not maintaining all of us? He has created such a wonderful Surya. Do we get any bill from Surya? That you have used so much electricity? Do we get any bill from Him? Who is created Surya? Krishna. The thing which we inhale, air. Pavan Desh se koi aapko bill aaya hai? No? Right? So, He has, and then this Mahamantra, which is also, this is all free items Krishna has given us. This Mahamantra, which is the only means in the age of Kali to get us go back home, back to Godhead. So, He has given us. Third one, we have to cover so many things, so we'll continue. And then I need to discuss about today's Gopashtami. So we'll discuss some few things in Gopashtami as well. Krishna will surely protect me. For example, Prahlad Maharaj, Draupadi, right? Krishna is protected. Do not have any separate, fourth one, do not have any separate interest than Lord's interest. Our interest and the Lord's interest has to be the same. Cannot be different. Otherwise, it's not a surrender. That I go my way, whatever Krishna gives the instruction in Bhagavad Gita, I don't want to accept. That is not surrender. And the last one, there is two more, sorry. Accepting all favorable things in discharging the devotional service. Everything favorable. Like what? No meat eating, no intoxication, rejecting that. And then chanting the holy name. That's a favorable. Doing Ekadashi, offering prayers, the homage. So there are so many favorable things and rejecting all unfavorable in discharging the devotional service. So demons, they don't surrender. If this, and then another important point in this particular pastimes of Mohini Murti's incarnation of Mohini Murti is that selfish nature of a demon. They don't want to surrender. There is number. They are always averse to Krishna. What is that verse in Bhagavad Gita? Namaduskriti no. Four types of people, they don't surrender to Krishna. Namaduskriti no muda prapadyante naradama mayaya aprahartha gnana asuram bhavam ashrita. So they don't want to surrender and they are selfish in by nature. They want everything. So we see so many demons in this material world also in present time. That they just want to be selfish. That what is for me? Nothing for you. Just only mere liye kya hai? This is what the demoniac mentality. And this is what they don't want to. Samudra Manthan, when they're churning the ocean, mentality of demonic, is a propensity that I want to enjoy that nectar. Right? They were very powerful, by the way. They could have defeated this devatas, the demigods. But because of their selfish nature, Mohini Murti has to incarnate and then grab that snatch that amrit from the demons. And then this Rahu demon, he's a devotee, but he wanted to have that nectar just by himself. He could have informed the other demons, then they would have fought and they would have won this one. But Rahu, they went into that demigod's line and he wanted to enjoy by himself. So that's a selfish nature. But versus the devotee's nature, what is the devotee's nature? They want to distribute that, everything, whatever they have. Like Srila Prabhupada. Right? Srila Prabhupada wanted to distribute this to the Western world. He doesn't have to come here. He came from the very highest place on the earth, Vrindavan, and particularly Radha Damodar. He came from the very highest abode of Vrindavan all the way to the most degraded place on the earth, that is Bowery in New York. Even the degraded people are afraid to go to that degraded place. But Prabhupada came for all of us to give this nectar. He has churned that nectar for all of us. And what is that nectar? Like other day, some Prabhu was mentioning that he gave us the Nama Amrita. He gave us Katha Amrita. Tava Katha Amrita. Tapta Jivana. Right? So that Bhurida Jana, who is that Bhurida Jana? Srila Prabhupada. The most glorious who spread the message of the Lord. They are the most glorious and they are the Bhurida. Most magnanimous personality. So that is the quality of a devotee. He doesn't want, he's not a selfish. He wants to distribute all this wonderful and then give this Krishna consciousness. He came with a two heart attack. He had two heart attacks. An age of 70 with a penniless, just practically nothing. So that one time in this same building, this one gentleman came. He was a very big businessman. Prabhupada came with a penny. Practically penny, 40 rupees or whatever. It has no, practically no value. So that one Prabhu came in this terrace of this Radha Ras Bihari temple. So Prabhupada introduced to his disciples, here comes the big businessman. So that devotee said, that businessman said, Prabhupada ji, you are a big businessman. So Prabhupada said, how? So you didn't come with any money, but now look at how much property. It was in 1970. How much property you have. You have so many temples and you are a proprietor of millions and crores of rupees. So Prabhupada said that, then why don't you join my business? Mera business join kar do. So the point is, that's what Prabhupada, magnanimous. So, this is what the Amrit he has churned for us, and Srila Prabhupada also gave us the proper understanding about who Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is. That's a very secret thing. Prabhupada gave us the Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavatam, translated. But the Chaitanya Charitamrita, about the understanding of Lord Chaitanya, it was very rare. It was just somewhere in West Bengal hidden. So he opened the chest, treasure chest for all of us, and gave us Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And what is that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Radha Krishna Nayanya. In the form of Srimati Radha Rani, in the mood of Srimati Radha, in the color of Srimati Radha Rani, in the mood of Srimati Radha Rani, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came and he established this Yuga Dharma. And what he distributed, that Amrit, that Prem, he distributed. Preme Pumartho Mahan, that is our Pancham goal. Fifth goal of our life, not Dharma, not Artha, not Kama and Moksha. Fifth goal of life, that Prema, that distributed to all of us. And we are all connected with that love. And as you know, this today, this month is Damodar, right? So what Krishna is connected? What is Krishna you can bind Krishna with? Rope of? What? Rope of what? Love. Sabse boliye, sab log boliye, love. Krishna is tied with that rope of love. So that's what the quality of a devotee, that they give you this Guhyatam Gyan. Chaitanya is hidden incarnation of the Lord and he has given us this Unnato Ujvala Rasa, which nobody, no incarnation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead has distributed this love. Only Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And it's due to the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, we have that one. So, devotees, what we need to keep this as a devotee, we need to understand this understanding that we need to keep our Shraddha, Ussa, Nishchaya, Drad Nishchaya and Dhairya. So, this is the... Anyway, so we have very little time. I need to discuss so many things. But, so I will stop about this few realization. And then, yeah, one more point here. It says, Krishna Bhakta Niskam Ateva Santa Bhukti Mukti Siddhi Kami Sagali Asanta.
So meaning of what is that meaning? Karmi who desire sense gratification, they want to enjoy our fruits of their action. The jnanis who aspire for the liberation, merge hona hai usko. Kisme? Effulgence mein. And then yogis, they want to have the paramatma realization. But for bhakta, nishkam, no selfish motive. Only for Krishna, for the satisfaction of Krishna. That is love. Otherwise, everything is lust. Very nicely given in Bhagavad Gita by, discussed by Lord Krishna to Arjuna. So today is this Gopashtami, and then I'm going to read. This is from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, chapter number 21. Sorry. Canto 10, chapter 15, text number 1. Sri Sukuvacha, I'm going to read the translation and the purport. Sukadeva Goswami said, so this chapter 15 is after Brahma Vimohana Leela. This chapter 14 was Brahma Vimohana Leela, the bewildering of Lord Brahma. Because when he stole all the calves and the coward boys, after that this chapter comes. And here, Lord Krishna has attained this Pavaganda stage. So the age is 6 to 10. 10 years of age. That's where it is. And before that is the Balya Avastha, which is from the birth to age 5. So Krishna has only, we have as a material body, we have 6 transformations. We take a birth, then we grow, then we have some side byproducts, and then we dwindle, and then we become old, and then we die. But Krishna has only 3 transformations of his body. What is that? Balyavastha, then Pavaganda, which is 6 to 10, and then Kishoravastha, which is from 11 to 16. And he remains that way. Advaitam Achyutam Anadi Ananta Rupam Adhyam Purana Purana Purusham Navayovanamcha Navayovanamcha. He is a blooming youth of 16 years old. Vedeshu Durlabha Adurlabha Atma Bhakto Govindam Adi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami. So that is that stage of Pavaganda. Here he says, Sukadeva Goswami said to Maharaj Parikshit, when Lord Rama, which Rama? Balaram is talking about. And Lord Krishna attained the age of Pavaganda, 6 to 10, while living in Vrindavan, the cowherd man allowed them to take up the task of tending the cows. Allowed them. Permission mila unko, Krishna ko. Pehle, what Krishna was doing? What he was grazing? Just the calves. Bachra. Bachra bolte hai na Hindi mein. Engaging thus in the company of their friends, the two boys rendered the land of Vrindavan most auspicious by imprinting upon its mark on this their lotus feet. Lord Krishna wanted to encourage purport. Lord Krishna wanted to encourage his coward boyfriends who had been swallowed by Agasur and then stolen by the Lord Brahma. Therefore the Lord decided to bring them into the palm tree forest called Talavan. Since Lord Shri Krishna's spiritual body had apparently grown slightly in age and strength, the senior men of Vrindavan, headed by Nanda Maharaj, decided to promote Krishna from the task of herding calves to the status of regular cowherd boy. So, aaj ke din, today, Krishna went for Gaucharan, the cows, gaya, jo badi gaya hoti hai, he went for Gaucharan. Today is the day. So it's very instructive for all of us. Today is very instructive that we need to. Krishna likes cows. What is that verse? Go Brahmanya Hitaya Cha Jagaditaya Krishnaya Govindaya Namono. Govindaya Namono. Go Brahmanya Hitaya Cha. Go means cows. So that's very instructive that we need to protect the cows. And by the way, this evening at 8 o'clock, in Bhashma Hall, I'm going to give a PowerPoint presentation. Please, I request everyone to please come. It's very interesting. You will know, and this is a very auspicious day also. Gopashtami, right? Today. And it was a big festival in Vrindavan
when Krishna was appointed as a coward boy. And then he can go. And he wanted to, Mother Yashoda wanted to give him a sandal. That Krishna, you know, please put this sandal on. I'm going to give you this sandal. So you won't have this, you know, it won't be pricking those thorns and pebbles and all those in the Vrindavan. So Krishna says that you need to give me how many? 36 lakhs. 36 lakhs sandals. Then I will wear my sandals. Why 36 lakhs? 9 lakhs cows and has how many legs? 4 legs. 9 times 4 is 36 lakhs. Right? So Mother Yashoda said, okay, now you can go. Just I don't have 36 lakhs of sandals. Anyway, so please come this evening and have really, really did lot of research on putting up this PowerPoint presentation. And it will be very interesting for you. So please come. So he says, he would now take care of the full-grown cows, bulls and oxen. Out of great affection, Nanda Maharaj had previously considered Krishna too small and immature to take care of the full-grown cows and bulls. Now mind well, Nanda Baba, he treat Krishna as what? He is his own son, right? The way father treats his son. But he doesn't know that he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He can take care of everyone. He's taking care of all of us anyway, right? But this is what love does. There are two kinds of forgetfulness. Forget. One is because of due to Maya, we forget our real position. And second forgetfulness comes out of intense love for someone. Right? So, this is what it is. In Vrindavan, the love is predominant. And then everybody forget that Krishna is not, he's my son, or he's my friend, or he's my lover. They don't treat Krishna as the Supreme Personality of God. And Krishna likes that, to be treated that way. But once in a while, he forgets his position and he shows that Aishwarya Bhav. Like in Damodar Leela, he did show one little bit, right? And in, mouth open kiya na, huh? So anyway, let's continue here. Nanda Maharaj had previously considered Krishna too small and immature to take care of full-grown cows and bulls. It is stated in the Kartika Mahatmya section of Padma Puran that Sukla Ashtami Kartiketu Smrita Gopashtami Buddhihi Tad Dinaha Vasudevo Buha Gopaha Purvam Tu Vatsapaha. The 8th lunar day, today, of the bright fortnight of the month of Kartik, is known by the authorities as Gopashtami. This is in Padma Puran, in Kartika Mahatmya. From that day, Lord Vasudev served as a cowherd, whereas previously he had tended the cows. The word Padihi indicates that Lord Krishna blessed the earth by walking on her surface with his lotus feet. The Lord wore no shoes, other foot gear, but walked barefoot in the forest, giving great anxiety to the girls of Vrindavan, like Madhura Yashoda, mother and father, who feared that his soft lotus feet would be injured. So, that is, today is a Gopadashtami, and Krishna, you know that Krishna is also was chanting, he's also chanting 108 japa beads. Do you know that? Would you like to know that? How Krishna is chanting 108 mantke? So raise your hands and chant Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So this very auspicious day, couple of things, very interesting things happened. That Radharani and all the sakhis, all the gopis, this day, they cleaned the cowshed, the gaushala. Unhone clean kiya. Radharani ne khud ne. Because why? That my beloved, you know, he's going to be a coward boy from today. He's going to tend gaucharan ke liye jayenge. So, she cleaned that. And as you know, that when you clean something, the matajis, you know, they put their sari little bit so they don't get wet.
right?
So they put their saris little bit, they tuck little bit higher. So you can see their lotus feet. So in Ujjain and so many other temples, you know, this Gopashtami day, they put the darshan of Radharani's feet. In Ujjain they do that, by the way. In Ujjain, ISKCON temple, we do that. So this is a very special day. The Radharani herself, you know, she cleaned the cow shed for Krishna. So that is one thing. Second thing is Krishna chants 108 beads. And how? Krishna counts his cows in a Ter Kadamba. When he was going for the Gocharan, in the Ter Kadamba, Krishna go up the on that tree, and then he looks at all my cows, you know, where are all my cows? And then he calls upon all the cows one by one. And how Krishna, very smart, because it's not easy to manage 9 lakh cows. It's very difficult to manage. And Krishna wants to make sure that all the cows come back to his cow shed. To Gausala mein vapas aave. Right? So Krishna counts his cows on a mala of gem. Usme kitne manke hain wo gem mala mein? 108. Of cows. So here, so cows has a different colors, right? So this is, by the way, it's in Bhagavatam. This is given in the Bhagavatam, Canto 10, chapter 35, verses 18 to 21. If anybody wants to refer that. So, there are 4 different colors of the cows. One is white, red, black and yellow. So there are 4 different colors of cow. There are 25 subdivision of each division. So this is a special cows. Has, say for example, white color cow, it has a different whitish color. It is divided into 25 subdivision. If it is a red cow, then red has a different tinge of red. Different red colors. And that's also considered another 25. Then black. Black has a different black colors. Jet black, navy blue black, different black colors. So that also has a 25 different category. And yellow also has a different 25 different categories of color. Special color. So Krishna has given all the cows has the names of all the cows has the names. It's not that Naula cow or Krishna remembers all the names of the cows. There are 25 subdivisions making total of 100 colors of cows. Kitna? 25 times 4. 25 times 4 is kitna hua? 100. Right? So that 25 divisions of red, white, black and yellow. And then some qualities, some outer features of the cow, 8 or subdivision usme hua. There are 8 more subdivisions of those cows. And what are those? That somebody has a mrudanga mukhi. Mrudanga mukhi, then you know Krishna will say mrudanga mukhi. Simha mukhi. Simha means lion, the mouth of lion. And then some has a tilak. Iska hai tilaka. Like that, Krishna has another 8 subdivision. So how many total? 100 plus 8 is 108. So he has one chanting bead of 108 beads. And how he does that? He counts this 108 groups of cow distinct by the color and the form. Krishna uses mala of 112 beads. Thus when Krishna calls out, Hey Dhavali. Dhavali means the name of a white cow. Dhavali ka matlab hai, it's a whitish color. But it's a special color. White may be special color hai. Like you know, we have in a saffron, we see lot of brahmacharis. They wear saffron color. Right? But in saffron color also different shades of saffron. Some are very dark saffron, some are light saffron, some is wearing different kind of clothes, you know. So it's a different colors. Similarly, in the white color is a different shades of white. Off white hota hai, ye white hota hai, pure white hota hai, pearl white hota hai. Like that. So he says, Hey Dhavali, and all the groups of the Dhavali cows will come forward. Because they are trying to, at the end of the day, they are trying to hear their name from Krishna. They're anxious to hear from Krishna.
That much love they have, this cow. The name of the white cow. 2 minutes. The whole group of white cows come forward of that Dhavali color combination. And then he says, Hamsi. So the hums, hums hota hai na? Hums.
So, wo color ki, all those colors, that cow will come forward. All the Hamsi's cows with the names will come forward.
Chandani, Chandani. Chandani, that's a different color. And then Ganga. Ganga is whitish. So the color of Ganga, all the cows will come forward. Mukta. And so on and so forth.
Mukta is the pearl. Mukta, pearl ko bolte hai na? Moti. Right?
So that's how it comes. And then other, so on the 24 other groups of this white cow will come forward. The reddish cow called Aruni.
You know, when you see the sun rising in the morning, that's called Arun. Udilo Aruna Purab Bhage. Nijamani Gaura Amani Jage.
So that Aruna color, that is little reddish, you know. And then Kumkum. Kumkum is dark red. So all those, Krishna will call up out those names. Saraswati. Saraswati river uses a little reddish color. Etc. Blackish one mein kya hoga bhai? Shyamala, Dhumala, Yamuna. Yamuna is a blackish, black color hai hamari Yamuna. Etc. Yellowish mein kya hoga? Pita, Pingala, Haritalika, like that. So all those cows come forward. And Krishna will chant one at a time. One mala, one bead at a time. Okay. Dhavali aagayi, Hansini aagayi, ye aagaya, ye aagaya. So he has a proper count of all the 9 lakh cows. Intelligent, right? Smart. Those in the group with the tilaka marks that forehead are called Chitrita, Chitra Tilaka, Dirga Tilaka, Triyak Tilaka, like that. So this is, will come forward. And there are the groups called Mrudangi Mukhi, Simha Mukhi, and so on. So all 9 lakh cow will come on that beads of 108 japa beads. Thus being called by the names, cows are coming forward, and Krishna thinking that when it is time to bring them back from the forest, none should be forgotten, is counting them in that jewel beads. So there are so many things, you know. And some of the very interesting thing is from Govinda Lilamrita also. You can read that. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Any question or any comment or any realization you can share with? So it seems there is no question. Everybody is very pandit. That's good. Nitai Gaur Premanande Hari Hari Bol. Thank you very much.